This is not a test. This is your emergency broadcast system announcing the commencement of the annual purge.
Because I just went gay all of a sudden.
Weapons of class 4 and lower have been authorized for use during the purge.
We use words like honor, code, loyalty.
Government officials of ranking 10 have been granted immunity from the purge and shall not be harmed.
There is no racial bigotry here. Here you are all equally worthless.
Commencing at the siren, any and all crime, including murder, will be legal for 12 continuous hours.
You can act like a man! What's the matter with you?
Police, fire, and emergency medical services will be unavailable until tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. when the purge concludes.
General, would you care to step outside?
Blessed be our new founding fathers and America, a nation reborn. May God be with you all.
Hello out there in TV land.
We are going to get, it's going to get a little touchy up in here. I'm fired up. I was doing all my research. It's going to get, did all my research and just before we recorded all of my notes.
Did you, I mean, this is a stupid thing. But
they didn't disappear. You fucking misplaced them. You lost them.
Where were you sitting, like, when you were discussing this kitchen with your family? Oh, so it's not like it could have fallen between like the couch or the back of the couch. No,
right.
It's, okay.
There's a genuine chance my wife was cleaning up and threw him out. I don't know.
Or you'll find him right afterwards.
Right, exactly.
Putting your shit away afterwards and go, oh, here they are.
Oh,
fuck. Oh, look here. That's right. Oh, here's some here's some points that I missed.
Wait, yeah, you're not great. Sitting on them, are you?
Did no,
you
check I'm not
under
sitting
the on seat cushion?
Yes.
Did you check, your back pocket? Did you fold them and put them in your back pocket?
Yeah, no. Oh, man. And I even took a shower, so I didn't get them wet.
Speaking of which, hold on. Do me a favor. You have a little, like, wannabe Superman curl on the side of your head, and it's but there we go. Thank you. It was just really bothering me because it was like one little hair going, yep.
Yeah. Well, curly hair's a bitch.
Yeah.
As Marco picks his fro.
I'm going for the kid and play real quick.
You're going for the Venezuelan beaker from the Muppets.
What's crazy is beaker sounds the same in English or in Spanish.
Yeah.
It just starts with an L.
Well, on that note, welcome to the locker room. I'm Tom.
I'm Matthew.
Hey, I'm Kermit the Frog here, presenting from Listening Street News. Hi, I'm Marco.
Okay, now, here's something I want to do before we get too far into this.
Oh, hold on. I'm letting my soul glow. You know what I'm saying? Ooh, look at this giant.
Nice.
It only
ain't going to hurt nobody.
Do you remember we used to tell people you were Heavy D?
Yes. No, there's no we. I didn't tell anybody else Heavy D. You're like, hey, that motherfucker over there is Heavy D. I'm like, well, you can have your autograph?
I meant the royal we. Like, yeah, everybody around you.
Yeah, you being a fucking drunk asshole. That was the we.
Did it work?
As far as people coming up to me and bothering the shit out of me and asking me for my autograph? Yes.
Damn right.
So you were giggling in the corner?
I rest my case, Your Honor. So we have a little business to take care of right up front. And I know, Matt.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
What is that business?
Hold on. Point of order.
Matt is emailing, and he says, what's up, guys? Matt here. Love the podcast. I've always had respect for people that have served in the military and any kind of first responders. However, this podcast has made me even more respect for everyone I just mentioned. I have a way better understanding of what type of shit they have to deal with as far as the job itself or the mind fuck they have to go through with what they've seen and experienced. Now, back to my initial subject. What are your thoughts and feelings on stolen valor?
Ah, yes, we were supposed to hit this last time.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he all says, right.
So he's emailing you at War Stories, right?
Yeah. So and then okay, I asked him if we could talk. He wants to know Matt's thoughts on stolen valor or I knew you had some thoughts on that. So we brought it over here. He says, I live in Reno, Nevada, but for a time I lived in a small town called Elko with around 20,000 people that live there. I was somewhat a mentor to these kids that was, you know, the type that want to be military or police officer type people that didn't have the balls to actually pursue it themselves. So they try to put on this fake facade and to look and seem like certain military person or police officer. Basically, he's going through this. It's I'm going to have to skip through, but it's basically dealing with some wannabes that tried to act like they were cops and veterans and weren't. And they were asking about our thoughts on people who do that. So it says, I'm not sure if anything, let's see. Just wanted to see if you could discuss this on the show. If not, please feel free to edit it. So that's why I edited all that middle part. But
right. Hey,
that was before Matt
fires with both barrels. Have you guys run across the videos or heard about this fucking Yakko that took up Stolen Valor? He is private security. He's a private security guy, and he's one of those guys that does the funeral. You know what I'm saying? You know these guys, like they dress
are
up.
Are you talking about the dude that keeps getting popped for impersonating a police officer?
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
My wife has been telling me all about this.
If you haven't, I'll look up like Matt fires with both barrels to how to find him on YouTube. But it is like that hilarious yet irritating and frustrating, and you want to throw something at the fucking screen. But basically, if you guys haven't really gone too far into this fucking jackal, he is one of those guys that rides a motorcycle that looks like the Kawasaki, the K1000s, right? And he's one of the ones that's paid like private security to take the funeral procession and go through and like stop traffic.
Right. But they ride police bikes, but they don't have any police powers.
Nope. Exactly. But he fucking goes up and tells people to fucking pull over, you know what I'm saying? Like, and yell at people to fucking pull over, fucking flashes fucking sirens, like, boop, 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 you know, like, telling people to fucking stop him. And this same fucking asshole was acting and pushing his fucking weight, what non-weight he has in front of a fucking store until the real cops got fucking called on him. So if you guys have a moment, this guy is a fucking piece of work, a piece of fucking shit. Look that shit up and enjoy your frustration.
That's straight up impersonating a police officer. But and I'll get back to how this ties into Stolen Valor in a second. Matt, I know. It bothers you when movies and TV shows can't get the freaking fruit salad or the fruit chess candy.
The
fruit
chess candy,
You know?
Yeah.
That bothers you. And those are people who are doing it professionally. So I know your thoughts, but I don't know that everybody else does.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think I very rarely like to speak on behalf of anybody else, but I would say with a pretty fair certainty that any veteran thinks that these shitbirds are just that, shitbirds. If you're going to claim that you were something that you never were, that's one level of being an ass clown, because you're like the word implies, stolen valor. You're stealing the valor that others earned.
Right.
Now, really cranks my fucking yank is when these sons of bitches will do this and use this phony baloney veteran status to profit off of that financial gain. And that is actually illegal, because there was the Stolen Valor Act of, I believe, is 2013. So it's like it took a while for this to become to where it's actually a punishable crime, to where if you claim veteran status, and by that claim you stand to gain financially through donations or a job or a promotion or anything like that, anything that gives you monetary gain, you can be arrested and prosecuted for it. So there is a Stolen Valor Act.
Yeah, but that's for the overt stuff.
So the regular stuff, like you're in a bar, and you know what? I've only ever had to it's never been some great thing where I got to make a spectacle out of it, but it was just in, talking to somebody at a bar who you can just tell when they're, given their story and shit just doesn't jive. And, like Thomas, you could pick out a guy who says he was a cop or was, in narcs or something, or was on this whatever type of squad, just based off of shit they say and shit they claim to have done or training they claim to have gone through.
Yeah. They're called technical advisors.
Woo!
Yeah. Yeah. The same TAs who don't know to tell people that, like, you know, for the movie The Shape of Water, that when you frame the general in his entire chest on this 12-foot fucking movie screen and his whole ribbon rack is literally upside down throughout the whole fucking movie. The whole fucking movie. That rack was up the fuck side down. Not one fucking person on set said, excuse me. You know, even if you spent the fucking day, if you spent the day in fucking boot camp, you would know this shit.
Energizer Bunny on crack.
By the way, that's like wrong. That's really wrong.
Right.
Because, you know, we hear all the time, Thomas, but no one's going to notice. We're going to fucking notice. We fucking notice. We fucking notice. Okay.
Holy bird walk.
And that was just that. Yeah, that was just one fucking movie. Don't even get me started on fucking how to hang a fucking flag vertically, you fucking idiots. The star field goes to the top left fucking corner when it's hung vertically on a fucking wall. It's not rocket science. Okay.
Okay.
There's a pamphlet. I can email you a fucking pamphlet.
So, Matt, Stolen Valor is illegal.
You don't like that.
It's illegal. It's fucking wrong. And you know what? And
God help the man. If you hear how fucking perturbed Matt gets over shit being wrong in just a movie, imagine if Matt actually ran into somebody posing as a veteran in uniform.
Oh, I wish that day would fucking happen. Really do. I've only got to call somebody out on his bullshit. It was a guy sitting next to me in a bar who was just, and he was saying some army shit. And I'm a Navy guy, but even I knew the way he was talking. I'm like, you're full of shit. Like, no, you just need to fucking stow that shit right now because you are fucking wrong.
Yeah.
But yeah, I wish.
Just saying.
If that's there the Italian is, coming out in you. If only this could happen to me.
If there's a God in heaven.
There's a God.
Oh, well, let me be there.
Speaking of your ethnicity. So you, you should have been the cop. Irish, Italian.
Yeah. That's why I'm so even tempered.
Get my ass. So I don't know what it is about the Irish and the Italians, but they love crossbreeding, right? There's big old.
They
Irish.
Really don't. My grandmother was not a fan of my father up till his dying day. I would say she loved him, but she kind of tolerated him. But I mean,
well, she wanted a nice Italian boy.
Yeah, and my mother didn't want to marry a nice Italian boy because she saw how my uncles, or one uncle in particular, was raised. But. Stereotypically speaking, Italian men are kind of put up like, I mean, we have an uncle that I call Baby Jesus. We all call him Baby Jesus because that's how he was fucking treated. You know, firstborn male in the family, Baby Jesus. And,
What actually you should do? This is what you should do. If you really want to piss the Uncle Baby Jesus off, I heard a great, great, great joke the other day that you can tell at the expense of any Italian.
Oh, lay it on me.
Here you go.
By all means, fire off.
How did God punish the Romans for killing Jesus?
Oh.
He made them Italians.
Oh, wow.
Amazing.
Yes, you're welcome.
Amazing. So wait, so I can't say that I'm half Roman?
You're a
man. That it only works for Iranians who want to call themselves Persian? I can't refer to myself as Roman because that empire died. Hundreds of years ago?
I'm 50% Roman.
I'm 50% Roman.
So that's what I wanted to bring up because you have two perfect stereotypes that live within you. The one is every morning, you know, at cereal breakfast tables across America with Lucky Charm cereal, because that's apparently how all Irish people are.
Hi, every morning we wake up and we have a bowl of Lucky Charms.
Yes. And then, Nintendo creates this little tiny, short, fat, mustachioed plumber named Mario. Yeah. And if you leave the controller sitting idly too long, this little dude will lay down and start dreaming, and in his sleep go, ah, spaghetti.
And his brother Luigi.
Yeah, and his brother Luigi, yeah? So, I mean, I just want to say, let's imagine a game where the character is a
small,
stereotypical Asian person. And when you left the...
It was called Kung Fu. It was a game. It was called Kung Fu.
But imagine if you left this stereotypical, you know, they had the, like a long ponytail and Coke bottle glasses and buck teeth. And then when you left them there too long, they laid down and went, oh, noodle.
Wow.
Canceled.
How quick would, you know, Super Ching Chong Land get pulled off the shelves for being racist?
But I think with the title Super Ching Chong Land, it would be the end of it. Super Ching Chong Land would get, I don't think that would make it
but
out of the boardroom.
Super Mario World is okay. And the guy goes, it's a me, a Mario. Right? Yeah. I mean, like, they're you going the this. Good.
Do you guys know where the name came from?
What, Super Mario?
No, Mario. The character named Mario came from.
Donkey Kong.
Right?
No. That's where the original character came out, but you know where they got the name Mario from?
No.
Because it's a stereotypical Italian name.
They ordered pizza. They ordered pizza this one time. No, actually, fun fact, it was just really random and derailing this, but it was the name of the landlord that Nintendo had like a long time ago, and when they were developing the game, they're like, hey, if you give us a break, because we're kind of broke right now, we'll name this character after you, and we promise this shit's gonna take off. And the guy's like, "Meh, sure, yeah." The guy's like, "Sure, fuck it, why not?" So they fucking named him, and all of a sudden, there it is.
Did they give him a percentage?
I'm sure they did not.
But see, that's the thing. Like that, Mario's short, big nose, bushy mustache, and dreams of spaghetti, and has a this accent. That is so stereotypically Italian, right? It's just a stereotypically and for a Italian reason. Right, as Lucky the Leprechaun is stereotypically Irish,
or, is that his name?
Yeah, Lucky the Leprechaun.
Oh
yeah,
I was today years old when I learned that.
Yeah, so how is it that the Notre Dame mascot
the fighting Irish
oh well, what, all Irish people fight?
Yeah,
you know, when they got here off the boat, they were forced to. Oh, see what I did there.
Right, exactly. There was a point at which they closed up shop at Ellis Island. They're like, no, we can't take any more Irish. And the Southerners were like, wait, they know how to work in fields? We will take them. Yes. Which is why you have so many Scots-Irish immigrants in the Deep South of the United States.
Deep South.
Mm-hmm. Is because they were all farm workers in Scotland and Ireland, and New York and Boston were like, get the fuck out of here. And yeah. The South had just experienced a recent exodus of their workforce.
Yes.
And they needed to run the mm-hmm. farms. And so they took all the Scottish and Irish, you know, migrant farmers they could. But my point is that those are, like, as we approach St. Paddy's Day, because this is, I wanted to do this because this is our St. Paddy's Day episode. It's going to come out the day after St. Patrick's. How is that not completely cancel culture? You know, how come it's okay to say hillbilly? Right?
Or white trash.
Or white trash, or whiskey tango. Or there's redneck. A freaking website. Called it's a blog that's called What White People Like, and it's somebody's
So it tells me what I like based on my skin color.
No, it's a blog that explains what this person thinks is stereotypical white things that white people like to people who aren't white, so they can understand white people more. It's the weirdest blog I've ever seen. It's like it's okay to be racist because you're white. Oh, it's just a white person. We can be racist against them. It's fine. Like, but yet, strangely, there's like a hierarchy of racism, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's certain racial groups that are like at the super protected, like, oh, you can never, ever make fun of this group because if they've, it's been terrible. And then slowly but surely we're like okay with a little more. Oh, then that group, yeah, you can make fun of them, but only about certain things. And then you get to the next group, you're like, yeah, it's a 50-50 shot of where, like, that's where like Asians are at. Like the,
oh, they're on the rise now. There's a lot of Asian hate going around right now.
Well, so that's what I mean. Like, it's still, it's kind of this balancing act in the middle, right, where they get lumped in with white people because they have really good grades and go to school and do all this kind of stuff. And they're like, oh, that's how Asian people are like white people. And then if they need Asian people to be not like white people, they're like, you can't make fun of their Asian heritage. That's cultural appropriation. And Mulan, you know, it's this weird hierarchy. And like now I feel like because of this idea that there's going to be some sort of revenge or it's just our turn, like we got away from this idea that I was raised with, which is you could joke around with people, but don't actually do anything to them or silence them or blame them for things they didn't do. You know,
I think the unspoken rule was everybody gets it.
Right.
Everybody gets it equally, you know, and we talked about before about intent, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just a basic rule. If you say something in your certain race, if you say something about another race, call a snapback. You know what I'm saying? Right. Mira. If I call Thomas Whitey the oppressor,
which I do
as soon as last episode when I found out that Matthew, the other white guy in this podcast, had a sexy microphone and Marco over here in the corner had nothing. Then, you know, then I expect y'all to call me a wetback, you know what I'm saying? Or a black bean lover motherfucker.
We used to joke that you knew what iguana tasted like because you did, but
I do.
That you got here to this country on the back of a turtle.
Name Pepe.
Pepe the turtle.
Pepe the sea turtle. Very fast. Rest in peace, Pepe.
And here was the thing. If we ever pushed it too far and we found out about it, we'd be like, oh, dude, I'm sorry. You know?
Oh, yeah, there's boundary, but there wasn't like, you know, and look, everyone has their points. Everyone has their points that they're going to reach, right? But it's how you react when somebody gets to that point with you. Everyone gets irked. Everyone gets to that certain point where it's just like, yeah, motherfucker, that was too far.
Yeah, but then a white kid gets invited to an Hispanic household and he gets hazed because they're like, no, tell him it's not spicy. It's really spicy, but tell him.
and here's the deal too. Like we're brothers. We're like, you know,
yeah,
we're los hermanos pendejos. We are.
That is true.
Los hermanos pendejos.
But I would never.
We do need to do a los hermanos pendejos shirt.
Yeah, I would never. Done. Walk up to a complete stranger from South America and say any of the shit I say to you, Margo.
Right.
Because then you're being a bigoted racist fucking fool.
No, how about this? You know, you're just being rude. Like, right. I have a problem with over familiarity, right? I don't like there are people at work, they walk in, they're like, hey, what's happening, bro? And I'm like, what? Yeah. I'm sorry. This is the first time we've met.
Yeah, don't bro me if you don't know me.
Right. So there's there's familiarity, and then there's like rudeness. And rudeness is that, like, I wouldn't go up to anybody from South America and start making any kind of joke because I don't know them, you know, unless it's that socially acceptable, like, you know, somebody shows up and they're from an area of the country where it rains and it happens to be raining when they show up. You're like, oh, did you bring the weather with you? You know, that kind of a stupid icebreaker joke. But right. Like, you know, you pick somebody up and they're like, oh yeah, they're from Venezuela. And you've never met the person. You're like, oh, how was Colombia? And then,
that was your very poor country right now.
But I feel like
starvation.
Right. But I feel like, or I think that we've gotten to this point. Okay. I was reading a list of, and it was so awesome. I literally found Wikipedia has an entire page dedicated to racial slurs
by background.
What the word, alphabetical order.
Yep.
Who uses it?
Yeah, I was reading.
And who they're referring to. It's amazing.
I found a list online that was written by a black man as recently as June 17th of 2020 that explains a bunch of these regular phrases that are actually racist you thought were racist towards white people, but he spins it around and says, no, even though it sounds like it's racist towards white people, it's really racist towards black people. And it really baked my fucking noodle reading some of this shit. It really fucked me up.
So this is what happened when I was looking at, like, I was looking at all these words, and let's face it, I've probably used every racial slur in the book, because I was raised that if the joke is funny, you better have a friend that's of that ethnicity that you can share that joke with, because it's that funny, you know?
Right, right.
My brother's gay, and he told me the best gay jokes I've ever heard in my life, you know? But my point was, is that if you can't, as I'm going through all these names, you can look at all these different words, names that I wouldn't even say on this show right now, because I wouldn't, like, the outrage it would cause.
Right. It's just not
worth the headache. Right. But yet then I ran across, like, all these words for white people, and I was like, been called that. And I get it. People are like, oh, you know, real racism is about power. And if the minority doesn't have the power, then they can't be racist against somebody else. Bullshit. You call me a cracker, as in whip cracker, and I've never owned a slave nor cracked a whip. That's pretty fucking presumptuous of you. I don't care. Like, I wouldn't call anybody an insulting racial slur that I didn't know. And if I know them and they're friends, then we're going to call each other every name in the book because we love each other. So I don't understand where we've gotten to this point where, like, okay, it's okay to be racist to these people, but it's not okay to be racist to these people.
So I'd be interested to know if because that is the card, that is the word now that is just thrown out. It's used more than I think the word literally.
Right.
You know, like, it's used more and more incorrectly, and just drop of the hat, like, oh, that's racist. Oh, that's racist. So I wanted to just read the definition of racist from the old, which dictionary should I read from? Because there's tons of them online, right?
Urban.
How about the Oxford
dictionary.com, Oxford's dictionary.
Okay, here we go. So, oh, now my phone wants to be slow. Please stand by.
A noun: a person who believes in racism, the doctrine that one's own radical group is superior, or that a particular race group is inferior to the others.
Right. Okay. Based on race.
There are only three races. The only three races are Mongoloid, Negroid, and Caucasoid. Like, those are
I would argue there's only one.
The human race.
That is correct.
Well, all right. However, in the subspecies of our physiological types, if you break down, there are only three categories of bone structures. When an anthropologist looks at a set of bones, they can say they're this, this, or this. And those are the three categories, right? So I guess in some ways, you know, we have, like, tabby long hair and white cats, you know, but they're all cats.
Hairless. Kind of thing. Right.
But my point is that even a lot of what people are calling racism isn't really racism. It's like, culturism. It's
right. Or it's your feelings got hurt. Your feelings got hurt. You're not intelligent enough to defend your opinion on said subject, so you throw out the "that's racist."
Yeah, exactly.
That's the when you're losing an argument, the other person is racist.
Yes.
That's how it's used now.
Or, and now it seems like it's the first strike weapon, because then you can stop the other person dead in their tracks by saying, if you disagree with me, you're automatically racist. That's like, seriously, you know, when you go, oh, infinity.
Yeah. It's like, cop term for you. There's no force escalation of force. You're just going straight for the fucking gun. You're not trying to smack them with the freaking stick. You're not trying to squirt them with the Macy Mace or zap them with the Zappy Zapper. You're going straight for the freaking gun.
Just hit them with the car.
Yeah. Hit them with the car. There you go.
Right. Excuse me, sir. Can you wham?
Fuck. It's true, though.
Right. There is no escalation. It's jump to the thing. But you know what's funny? It's like, I don't feel like I should get mad. I feel like I should teach other people to stop getting so fucking mad. Like, I have been a huge proponent of Penn and Teller used to have a show called Bullshit. And
I love that show.
And on it, they would take a topic, and it was on Showtime, so they could curse and do whatever they wanted. They would take
a topic.
Boobies.
They'd show lots of boobies.
They would show boobies because they were on Showtime. One time they did one. They did one on gun control. They did one on like bougie, expensive food and all that kind of stuff. But they did one on sensitivity training, and they basically showed you how sensitivity training doesn't work. And it would be more cost effective to invest in insensitivity training.
Yes.
Insensitivity. Okay.
Toughen the fuck up.
Pull people aside and be like, this is how life is. Right. Mm-hmm. And this is what's going to happen to you. And if you get really sad, go cry in a corner, rub some fucking dirt on it and get back to work.
Right? Yes.
If you really want somebody to hold you while you cry, you better make some fucking friends. The rest of us don't give a shit.
That's right.
Right. This is the fucking, oh, wait a minute. I think that there are places like that. Oh yeah. Boot camp, police academy, fire academy. Like, and guess what? You come out of those
not
places,
so much boot
changed.
Camp anymore, though, from what I hear. Yeah, unfortunately,
that's unfortunately true. But think about it. How much better would it be if somebody was like, hey, that hurt my feelings? And you're like, oh, really? And you're like, nah, shit, I'm just kidding.
Or when someone tells me, you know, that was really insensitive, you hurt my feelings. I'm like, well, that sucks for you. Like, what do you want me to do with that?
Well,
did I fucking punch you? Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
Well, and
buy a helmet.
Yeah. Do I really care that I hurt your feelings? Because here's the thing. I have trouble caring about anybody's feelings.
Right? Yeah. But here's the problem is the bar now culturally, like generationally and culturally, the bar is so low for what hurts your feelings now. It's like, you know, anything you say now, it's like, oh, that's you offended me. Okay. Well,
but
what do you want me to do with that?
But even you get into like that, this is where it doesn't matter if you're offended or not, it seems like, because take cultural appropriation, right? That's not racist. It's like the opposite of racist. It's I love your culture so much, I'm going to take it without permission. Right. And you have a 16-year-old white girl wears a Mandarin, you know, satin dress to prom, and she posts a picture of it, and the whole world freaks out that she's feeling Asian culture.
Yeah, it's like, no, she just wore a pretty dress.
You know how many fucking green derbies, you know, that were bought at Rite Aid drugstores and fucking
you guys are missing a point about that dress, though. I mean, it's not the dress, it's how she posed the dress, because she didn't just sit there and just wear a kimono dress. They did the whole typical, quote unquote typical, but the Asian pose with the hands, kind of like, you know what I'm saying? Like almost like,
oh, because she was
status.
Like this or whatever.
Yeah. Cause she actually purposely like did the.
So okay. What? So instead of saying, oh, you're disgracing that, you're white, you're not allowed to do that. Why not say, wow, thanks for honoring our culture and showing off this dress. And I mean, it's like where, you know, you don't know what was in that person's heart though. Was she being a racist bigot and going, oh, I oppose the with a dress, I'm like these. Then yeah, that's fucking wrong. right? But it's like,
but the dress has nothing to do with it. That's just her being an asshole. As I went back to earlier.
But I don't think she was being an asshole.
No, she wasn't. Okay,
but then Marco was saying, okay, but then you're posing with like the, you know, the hands together.
Right, but then therein lies my question. I'm just saying
the dress is obviously a whole bunch of people. That's where this started from. A whole bunch of people care. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
I give you guys the dress. You know what I'm saying? I give you guys the pose. But like, if you're wearing the dress and then you make the asshole move, you're the asshole. You know what I'm saying? Like, you wear the dress. If she wore the dress by itself, if the girl wore the kimono looking dress by itself, right? The traditional, not kimono, but the traditional Chinese dress by itself. And she hadn't done that pose. And the Asian community like went in an uproar about it, I'd be up.
But it's 110%.
What's not a pose?
Like just putting your hands together in a praying thing.
It was Thomas.
I've seen the picture. I didn't even realize she was doing that until you brought it up. It wasn't even a thing to me. I didn't care. It was not that big of a deal. It's this, but here's my point. It's the same thing with people walking around going, oh, pinch me, I'm Irish, and faking Irish accents and wearing green derbies. Well, that's fucking cultural appropriation. You fucking say, it's a Catholic holiday for a saint that drove snakes out of a fucking country. And you guys are fucking pinching each other and acting like it's an excuse to drink green beer. Guess what? Both of those things are true, and I don't care either way. But you can't have it one way and not the other. Either you're against cultural appropriation, in which case stay the fuck away from the green bear, or you're for cultural appropriation and you don't give a shit, and then it doesn't matter if that girl wears the dress and puts her hands together or not.
All that I'm saying is that you do one part of it. You know, you wear the dress, you can wear whatever the fuck you want. I don't see the big deal in that at all. When you dress a certain way, it's how much different is it than doing the, we're talking about a work as far as like the video for Little China Girl. You know what I'm saying? Like, he went ahead and grabbed his eyes and does the little eye pull thing. You know what I'm saying? It's like, so if she wore the dress and then did the little eye pull thing,
if she wore the dress and went like this, then you're fucking wrong.
Okay, so here's the thing. I just looked up the picture, and you know why I didn't notice her even making that pose? Because every other girl in this picture is making that pose, and it has nothing to do with their dress. None of them are wearing those kinds of dresses. And then a bunch of white guys standing behind him in prom tuxedos are throwing fake gang signs. They're dickhead teenagers doing, it has nothing to do with any sort of Asia influence. No, it's teenagers being dickhead teenagers. And that's why I didn't even notice the pose. Every girl in this picture has her hands together like she's praying.
So they're being dickheads.
They're just being kids. I don't even know.
Yeah,
kids. Why they chose?
They all decided. Hey, we're gonna go like this. But, as opposed to, hey, we're gonna go like this.
Right. We don't know. The guys are doing the peace signs, and the girls are praying, doing the praying hands. And so here's the thing: if there are six girls doing the praying hands, and they're all kind of in these different kind of positions of bowing. Some are squatting, some are leaning over, some have their, I don't know that they're not like doing something religious or not. I don't know that they're making, I don't know if their intent has anything to do with this Asian girl and her, or this Asian dress. So
I would just say if it's that's a one isolated incident, she doesn't have a history of being racist or bigoted towards Asian people. And the one time she does this and they take a picture and you're going to jump down her shit. Like, maybe you just need to kind of lay off that. Like, maybe not be so offended by that. Now, if this is a person has a known history for being a dickhead like that, blast into him. By all means, call me up. I'll fucking join. But to this one incident at prom, and it's not like she was inciting any violence towards this ethnic group or saying anything.
Well, and that's the thing. I would argue nothing she did is offensive.
Yeah, I mean,
nothing
look,
she and then, did and then deserves being say, called well, out for.
And then, so the other side of the coin would say, "Well, that's not your culture, so you don't know where they're coming from. How can you say that you're not offended because it has nothing to do with you because you're not of Asian descent? So that's not fair for you to say that because you're just a white guy.
Yeah, right. I'm just a white guy. That's exactly what I'm saying.
You have no ties to that ethnic group.
Well, I would say you're pretty fly for a white guy. Do it out there.
But see all those fucking Irish, all the people that are doing that on St. Patrick's Day are the ones that are going to call me out for being just a white guy and saying I have no room to talk and I shouldn't call. Okay. Which one is it? You got to pick one. Pick a lane, son.
Yeah. No, I agree. I was just playing devil's advocate.
No, I know.
Because there's people that would say that.
To me, the argument doesn't, like, some things are objectively wrong.
Right.
And some things are subjectively offensive. Right.
Okay. So let me ask you.
And some things are just insensitive and not well thought through.
So let me ask you this. What if we're all in an Irish pub together? Right.
Right.
Okay. And you saw somebody or a group of people, a group of Anglo-Saxon of white and white whites. You know what I'm saying?
Honky McCrackertons.
Honky McCrackertons, right? I'm saying.
Male monkeys.
And you saw a group of them get offended because they saw a bunch of, let's say, a bunch of easily recognizable. I can say beaners. I'm a beaner, so I'll say it. Right.
There's so many other words you could use, though. You don't have to use one that could be construed
Don't you have to drop the hard R? It has to be like Bina. You have to drop the hard R.
Nope. I don't. I don't have to drop anything from that. So if you go, okay, we're on a bar together, chilling out, blah, 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 and you see a group next to us, and some of the people start talking shit like, oh, right. You know, why are they dressed like that? Just because they're St. Patrick's Day, blah, 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 blah. And they get offended.
Who's talking shit? The Irish people are talking shit?
Yeah. Let's say a bunch of white people.
Okay. First of all, would never happen, but go ahead.
Again, hypothetically speaking.
No, I know. I'm just saying.
This is why I call you guys white of the oppressors. Okay?
No. So I got you. So the Hispanic people.
The Cinco de Mayo crowd came into the St. Patty's Day party.
Okay.
Dressed the part of St. Patty.
And by the way, as far as Cinco de Mayo, I know I'm South American, but I can speak for my fellow Latinos when we say we find it hilarious when the gringos get dressed up in the sombreros and the fucking ponchos and start drinking tequilas and modelos on Cinco de Mayo. That shit's fucking hilarious. So they get all uppity and offended next to you.
That word is on the list. You can't say uppity.
No, it has racist.
It has racist connotations.
Racist connotations to it.
Can you give me the? Can you use
because
it in a sentence, please?
When you had an uppity N word, it was a black person who
didn't know
they
their place
above their station. Yeah,
thought they were above their station. They would call them an uppity.
Call uppity.
I've never heard that before.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep.
That's officially been erased?
No, I'm saying you can't say uppity, it's racist.
That has racist.
If I call somebody who's not black uppity, and the general
the word itself is racist. Yes.
I gotta call my friends Tito and Joseph real quick because I don't even think that they know. I love those motherfuckers. They're black as all hell. Like they didn't even tell me nothing about the uppity. Hold on. I'm actually texting my boys right now as we're on the podcast. Like, y'all know about this uppity shit?
Yeah.
Anyways, continue while I confirm this.
No, but here's the thing. So what do I get? Do I say anything to the Irish people about not getting mad? I'd be like, yeah, what's your problem, dude? They're just celebrating the same stuff we celebrate. Everybody should be happy. I want everybody to wear kilts and fucking drink green beer and stuff like that because.
Oh, shit. I got an iron mine tonight. Yeah. Are we wearing kilts tomorrow?
I'm not wearing a kilt tomorrow. I got to get on a plane.
I got my first physical therapy tomorrow. That'd be a hell of a first impression.
I don't want everybody wearing a kilt because I've seen roaches' legs. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, well, you know, spandex is a privilege, not a right. Well, so my thing really, and the reason I brought this up is because I feel like we're getting to a point where we are picking and choosing. What did I hear it called? The oppression Olympics is what I heard it called. Everybody's you know, competing to be the most victimized, traumatized minority.
Oh, that's that. Yeah, that is the time we're living
Olympics.
In. Yeah,
and you know, I want to be the gold medal of oppression. And
it's like we're living in a time now where, you know, when you get a bunch of old people in a room together and they all have to one up each other. They have to be the, there's the they're all trying to be the topper of what ails them. Oh, right. I had this done. Oh, yeah. Well, I had this done. Oh, well, I'm living with this. That's how we are right now with oppression and right. racism and whatnot. It's one group trying to go, oh, yeah, but we've had this done to us. Oh, yeah. But right. we've had this done to us.
And that's the thing. And now you're getting all these people like Marco's surprised at the word uppity, but okay, I'll give you some of the ones I looked up, right? And I know for a fact. Have you ever said, "Oh man, I got gypped"?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
racist.
Yeah. What?
That's racist.
Yeah,
it actually is racist. The word "gypped" is short for gypsy, and it implies that gypsies are con men and thieves. Mm-hmm. And
that, is, but that's a true statement.
as the great great grandson of gypsy type people, I actually acknowledge that that's correct. But here's the thing, like, stereotypes come from somewhere,
exactly,
right? And
there's okay. a reason why there's so many jokes about,
but here's
what do you call a one-armed Italian, a guy with a speech impediment?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, there's a reason behind that.
So, yeah. So we're saying that somewhere along the lines, Pollock's actually did lose the recipe on making ice. That's what we're saying.
I'm just saying they had a run.
I'm not saying.
I'm Polish not jokes saying. Are not a thing anymore.
Sure. Yeah, that's one saying. Of my favorite things. I'm not saying you're stupid. I'm just saying you have really bad luck when it comes to thinking.
You're right. Mine was, I could agree with you, but then we'd both be wrong.
We'd both be wrong. Yeah.
Yeah. I've heard you say that a lot of people and shut them up. If you're like, oh, yeah. What? I'm like, you just think about that for a moment.
Yeah, exactly. But so that's racist, gypped. So now let me say, people go, oh, well, you know, gypped. What? No big deal. Well, you can't say, think about this. I Jewed him down on the price.
No.
You cannot
but
say
that's
that.
The same thing as saying you gypped him down
same thing.
The price.
It's the
same
right. fucking thing. I got gypped on the price. I got screwed. I got.
So,
right?
So here's the thing that just occurred to me. Do you think it's because there's certain groups of ethnicities or races, or just of religions of people that had it so bad at one time that they're kind of like, you can't do it, because like there was this thing called the Holocaust,
right?
You know, and so it's like, you if you make a Jewish joke, then you're immediately a fucking racist,
right?
And because of the slavery of blacks historically throughout the world, it's and still to this day, just but don't tell anybody, but that shit's still going on. That you can't say something about that because that race had endured so much. For so
that's
long.
What it seems like. And that's what right? seems like when I say that hierarchy of who you yeah. can pick on and how much, I think it's based on how much like trauma they've experienced in the recent, right. you know, past in recent memory. But I mean, okay. So those two are a perfect example. How about this one? Call the paddy wagon.
Mm.
Right. Well, guess what? The paddy wagon is the truck that the police bring to round up all the drunks and take them to jail. And
what kind of drunks?
Paddy, P-A-D-D-Y, happens to be a slur for Irish people.
Right. From the word Padraic.
Right.
Right.
And when you see St. Paddy's Day.
Yes. And side D's, note, Paddy's, P-A-D-D-Y, you assholes, is not P-A-T-T-Y. That's a female's name.
Wow. Here we go. Here we go.
Fucking morons.
Here we go. There
Paddy.
It is.
There Paddy, it is. Short See, from Padraic.
He doesn't care if you drink the green beer. He doesn't care if you wear the kilt. He doesn't care if you put on the freaking green shamrock antenna
right.
or the derby. What he does care right. about is that you spell Paddy right.
Spell Paddy right.
You better
fucking goat.
Two D's in it. That I don't care if you call me a racial slur, but you better fucking spell it right.
You better fucking spell it right, you ignorant fuck.
That was my when people be like, I'm gonna file a complaint about you, and I'd lean my chest out and point to my name tag and say, make sure you spell my name right on the yeah. complaint form.
Yeah.
Oh shit. Anyway, But that's what I'm talking about, is that these terms, I have been called, I know a friend from Hawaii called me a howley.
A howley?
Howley.
Howley. Yeah, howley. Yeah.
I've never heard that before.
Yeah. It's a white person.
Well, it's a mainlander. Yeah. It's a slang term. It's just,
So any person from the mainland.
Any person from the mainland, but it typically applies more to white mainlanders than anybody else, I think. And then there's Guaylo, right?
Guaylo. I've heard that one.
There's Gaijin. There's, and I've had Asian friends call me that. I've had black friends call me cracker and honky and all these different things. And I realized
I just thought of something. I'll have to send you this video. But remember when the whole, I'll make it real quick. Remember when the whole slap cam thing was going off and people were filming them slapping their friends? A slap cam.
Yeah.
Smack. So two roommates, right? And they must be college age kids. And this black guy puts a slice of the Kraft cheese, the singles, he opens it up and puts it on his hand.
Oh, yes.
Goes, it is magical. Slap cam. And he walks up and his white roommate is at the laptop doing homework and he smacks him and he goes, I like cheese on my crackers, and runs away. It was the funniest goddamn thing. Okay, sorry. No, that just made me think of that.
I did see that. But that's my point. Like, I've said this before, I'll continue to say it until everybody figures out that I was right. We are no longer racist when we all tell each other racist jokes. That's when racism is dead. When racist jokes are funny and don't have any power, right? Because I said, stereotypes come from somewhere. Guess what? Fucking Irish people do like to get drunk and they do like to fight and they are terrible dancers. The only thing they can do is that river dance shit, and only in a straight line when they're stone cold sober and they're not allowed to move from the waist up. There's some very heavy restrictions on Irish people dancing because people get hurt when Irish people dance. There's... boxing was invented when two Irish guys tried to dance in the same space. but here's the thing. If somebody tells me Scottish jokes, I always tell people, why do Scottish people wear kilts? Because sheep can hear zippers from a mile away. I love that joke, and it's completely making fun of my own heritage. What's 10 inches long and white? Absolutely nothing, right? I think these jokes are funny.
Right, right.
But now here's the thing. If I met someone and I knew them personally and they said, that's not really my sense of humor and I just don't find it funny, then I wouldn't joke around with them that way.
I would unmeet that person. You will not last in my circle.
It's true.
Well, delete you from my life.
Yes, I'm unfriending you in real life. I'm unfriending you in real life. Bye bye.
I can just imagine you just start to back slowly away, maintaining eye contact at all times, but not saying a word. Anyway, but you don't need that kind of negativity in your life.
No, not at all. Not at all.
But that's my. I guess my point is like, if you don't want to be around people like that, don't be around people like that.
Right, right.
You don't want to see that in your Facebook feed, then unfriend those people or block them or unfollow them or do whatever. Like, take some fucking personal responsibility. Nobody gives a shit about your feelings. Really, except your mom, and she ain't here. So I don't understand where that's going to be a topic I'm going to tackle coming up here soon. I'm going to tease it right now. I'm fucking tired of apologizing, and I'm not going to do it anymore. How do you like that? If you're offended.
Just in general.
If I bump into you at the grocery store,
I will say, excuse me, is not apologizing.
Yeah, excuse me.
Excuse me is, I realize I bumped into you. Excuse me. Right? Yeah,
excuse me.
I'm not going to say, you know what, ma'am, I'm very sorry. No, fuck that. Right.
Yeah. Because I'm not sorry. It was just an accident.
I will apologize if I feel
about
like
my bad.
I need to.
How about saying
but here's
my
the
bad.
Thing. When I don't know, understand why people think they're so special that they have this, that everybody deserves a fucking apology. Like, somebody said something on the interwebs and everybody goes, you owe an apology. And they go, okay, to who?
Yeah.
to the world because of something you said may have been offensive to people. I am offended. I'm a random person. And I'd be, if I was a celebrity, I'd be like, okay, don't fucking follow me. Oh, I don't care.
Speaking of celebrities,
Bill Burr.
Everybody listening to Bill Burr, right?
Bill Burr. Okay, good. This is where I wanted to lead this to.
Good. Because did you see what his wife responded to somebody with a day ago on the twatters?
So we got to back this up because I don't know if Margo saw this.
Nope.
Okay.
Back it up.
So Bill Burr.
Who is hilarious.
Yeah. And Bill Burr gives zero fucks.
Zero fucks. And he'll tell you he gives zero fucks.
Right. His, he went to the Grammys and he presented, best tropical Latin album, I think.
Okay.
You know, I honestly have not, aside from the picture you posted on the Instagram feed and just hearing about Bill Burr, I know nothing else of what happened at the Grammys. Along with 50% of the people last year, apparently, because the viewership was down 50 fucking percent this year from last year.
Oh yeah, it was. And it was already dismal last year. Yeah. So he gets up there, first of all, and in typical Bill Burr fashion, there was a piano recital piece music that
immediately walked him up,
preceded him, right?
Okay.
No, no, no. Yeah. Like the performance.
Oh, gotcha.
Applause. Then Bill Burr comes out on stage. Okay. And he comes out, and it was a piano piece. And he comes out on stage. He goes, "Oh, is it just me, or did that piano make you want to kill yourself?"
And now here's the deal: when you ask somebody when you ask Ricky Gervais to host a fucking Golden Globes, you know what you're gonna fucking get. You know what you're gonna get.
Right.
You know.
It's like our podcast.
Yeah.
You know what you're going to get when you turn it on.
You don't turn it on and get all fucking pissed off and email me because I'll tell you to go fuck yourself and eat a bag of fucking dicks. I don't fucking care.
Right. So he says, while presenting best tropical Latin album, he says, with a lisp, he goes, "Oh, the feminists are going nuts. Why is this cis white male doing all the Latino stuff?"
Oh, so what you're saying is a comedian made a joke.
Right.
A comedian made a joke. Okay. Strange. I'm tracking so far.
Okay. And then he completely butchered the girl's name, right?
And so he John Travolta'd it.
It was, and her, no, to be fair, her first name is Natalia, and he said that right. Her last name, Laforcade.
You lost me after LAF.
LA, what?
LAFOUR.
Le Four.
CADE.
Le Four.
Le Fourcade. Le Forçade. Le Forçade.
I would just throw the French at the end. Le Fourcade.
Right.
Like croissant.
So then we go, we go to him butchering the name and then going, I'll accept the award on her behalf because they couldn't have people there to accept the awards.
Right.
And then he's like, "And I'm sorry if I butchered your name. I don't know." And he walks off stage. Right.
Okay. It's
in the most Bill Burr of awards presentations.
Right.
Ever. Right.
I see nothing wrong with that so far.
So of course, Bill Burr is immediately racist.
Right.
Right.
Because he used a lift.
Because he butchered
couldn't pronounce a fucking person's last name.
Sure. That's racist.
Okay.
I think he was guilty of being a white male. talking while white.
It was a setup. The Grammys set up my boy Bill Burr.
We used to joke that the old ladies in our town where we were cops would call in somebody for walking while black because some of the old ladies were like that kind of clutch your purse old racist lady. And they would call, "There's a man walking down my street. He's suspicious, ma'am. Why?" "Well, he's black. If you don't have anything else, we're not coming."
Yeah. Right? That's like the lady in freaking New York that called with the guy that was yelling at her about the dog. Her dog was off leash. Yeah.
Exactly.
Same fucking thing.
Mm-hmm. But here's the thing.
Horrible people.
It used to be walking while black. Now it's talking while white.
Yeah.
That's your crime. But
so
here's where it gets funny is if you're accusing Bill Burr of racism, the ultimate is when a fan of Bill Burr's posts a picture and tags Bill Burr and it says, "Oh, people are going to lose their minds calling Bill Burr a racist," because the picture is of Bill Burr and his very black, very beautiful wife, Nia.
Yes. Yes. And they've been together for a long time.
Long time. Right.
Long time.
And she's cool as hell. Right?
Yes. She's so cool.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact,
So wait, let me read this tweet, because this is the most disgusting thing.
Are you going to read the tweet that she responded to that I was about to read?
You're going
to
read the tweet that she responded. Oh, you want to read the actual tweet? The most despicable tweet ever?
From Claiborne Griffin?
Yes. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's the one I had pulled up.
Okay, go.
I don't even know who this guy is.
Nobody
does. Anybody know? He's got a white guy. He's got a check mark next to his name, so he's fucking important.
Because he ran for office somewhere once.
Oh, okay.
And lost.
Well, I don't know who this guy is. So, Claiborne Griffin writes, on March 14th, 2021, at 18:14 hours, while I'm not suggesting Bill Burr is a racist, a white man having a non-white wife can sometimes be a sign of racism. So you shouldn't assume someone isn't racist just because they own a minority sex servant.
Hold on. Yes, Marco.
Yeah. They may very well have one because they're racist. So just to back this
you
up.
Guys, I wish you could see Marco's face right
just
now.
Just to back this up. Before I even read you the response from Bill Burr's wife, responded directly to this fucking douche canoe.
Wait, can I impersonate Bill Burr's wife when we read this part?
Yes, you can. But you'll be racist because you're not a black female.
I think she'll appreciate it.
Okay.
I think she'll like it.
So this fucking white guy who wrote this on Twitter
for the whole world to see.
It's there.
It's never going away.
It's there.
You might as well put that as the heading on your resume for the when you go to apply for a job, just put that to the top. I was this guy. Cause that shit's gonna come back.
Yeah, it's so basically this fucking guy made the most racist comment about somebody being a racist by saying that this guy owns
A minority sex slave. A minority sex slave. That's what he called her.
Owns. Just because they own. They own a minority sex slave.
Marco is
there
out.
There goes Marco. He pulled his earbuds out. He's fucking gone. He's gone.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
By the way, I'd like to have her picture. She is beautiful.
She is beautiful.
She is. I don't even look.
A great smile.
I am not attracted to black females just because it's not my thing. Look, right. Some of you guys don't like dudes. Some of you girls don't like girls. It's just I don't. It's not. No, it doesn't butter my biscuit. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You don't have
some to, people like redheads.
That's racist.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. You're qualifying it too much.
You know what? I think Nia Long's hot. Nia Long is hot as fuck.
I think she's. Look, I can still appreciate the beauty of somebody, but it's not. I wouldn't pursue that.
You know, we talked about this a long time ago, and I think I said something to the tune of, I don't have to like it. I don't have to like it. I have to not like it. You know what I'm saying? It's just what you prefer. It has nothing to do.
Just like I can look at a guy and go, that's a good looking guy.
It's racist if you look at her and say there's something wrong with her. And that's why you're not attracted. Right. That's racist. You know, there's something wrong
can't
with it.
Can't quite place my finger on it, but there's just something about her I don't like.
Right.
Matt's like, I'm not gay, but I can tell that guy is a handsome guy. Oh, suck his dick.
Right now.
But I won't because I'm not gay.
I'm going to tear you apart.
I mean, look, I'm not saying I would suck his dick. Okay, I'd suck his dick. I wouldn't cup the balls, but, you know.
That shit is gay.
I wouldn't hug him afterwards.
I'm just saying.
I want to fucking cuddle him.
If we were out at sea, that's all I'm saying. All right, I'm just going to leave that right there. It's not gay underway. It's only queer at the pier, guys. All right?
Anyway.
As long as the sacks don't slap, it's not gay.
Okay, wow, we're going deep in this. Okay, so what was her response? Okay, so he wrote this ridiculous, I cannot believe.
Yes.
So
my mind so her wrong. Response was,
one, shut the two, fuck up, bitch.
No, it was, you got it wrong. You fucked it up. What, it was, geez. Bitch. Shut the fuck up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You couldn't give me that one. It was, bitch, shut the fuck up.
See?
I mean, literally.
It's delivered differently.
It's bitch, comma, shut the fuck up.
Period. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
And that's
it.
And then, then he doubled down and responded to her comment. Did you see that one?
No.
As I mentioned, I'm not referring to you or Bill. I don't know you two.
Right.
You literally made a comment about their fucking whole life situation. What do you mean you're not referring to them?
No,
you are literally referring to them.
That's the Twitter equivalent of, I'm not saying, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
That is like junior high school shit.
Oh my God. This guy just,
and then so somebody else responded to his response. Mm-hmm. And this is just funny. The inability to just take the L might be the worst character trait of this white guy.
Yes, sir. I mean, that might be worse than the tweet itself. That dude should just hang his head in shame and walk the fuck away.
Yeah. And then the women jumped on it. You know, men really never know when to shut the fuck up, do they?
Oh, now, of course. Yeah.
But see, now you're just as bad because now you grouped all of us guys with this fucking asshole.
This fucking
guy. Don't associate me with this asshole. Mm-mm. That's not all men. That's not
right.
Hashtag not all men.
Right.
Get it trending, twatters.
Well, so that's my rant about how it's okay to be prejudiced. I mean, Marco, you know about this. Like all these we've talked about this. Like you mentioned Cinco de Mayo. We mentioned St. Patrick's Day.
Right.
You know,
right.
It's if you're part of this, if you're part of this like special sect of people, special group of people, you can't.
Marco, I thought it was you because of the wallpaper. I figured with the creaking doors, but now I think it's Thomas's place. Are you Thomas? You get some fucking
shut the fuck up. You're giving me too much to edit. God damn it.
Get some fucking WD-40. What do you mean? We're not even over time. We're at an hour and 2 seconds.
You need a sage wand. You need some crystals. You need one of those belones, one of those tall candles with the Jesus. Yeah, like
just some WD-40. Hit the hinges with some WD.
No,
you're saying let the ghost be.
Okay. I'm going to tell you right now. I leave all of the doors to my house squeaky.
So you know when someone's fucking around?
Yep. I've never once oiled my front door, my garage door, my back gate. And that's deliberate. Everybody's like, why don't you oil it? I'm like, nope.
Yeah. Because see, what I do is
my dog and I both hear that shit. And
I place an empty beer bottle upside down on the top of the doorknob of the front door. So as soon as that's just turned a little bit, it falls and breaks.
Yeah. But see, I don't have to clean up glass or put a beer bottle on my doorknob every night. I just left the fucking hinge squeaky.
Yeah, but then you're not living that Mel Gibson conspiracy theory movie life, though, you know?
I was just saying, Marco, that it seems like it's okay to assimilate or appropriate some cultures, but not okay to appropriate others. It's okay to insert in it to, like, how many white guys have been called a wigger for wearing hip-hop clothing?
I mean, back in the early 90s.
In the 90s, that was going around a lot. If you were a white rapper in the 90s, that was your label.
Yeah, that was your label, yeah.
Or if you were a cleaned up, and I'm using air quotes here, a cleaned up black person who, another air quotes, spoke eloquently and was smart, then you were an Oreo.
Oh, an Oreo, yeah.
Yeah, black, you're black on the outside, but you're white on the inside.
Which is, that's so insulting to say that a black person with, you know, a college education and who has a command of the English language and properly speaks and pronounces things is an Oreo. Are you kidding me?
Right.
Didn't they have a skit on that In Living Color?
I don't know.
Probably. They had a fucking skit on everything on In Living Color.
Well, this is true.
But that's all. I feel like we need to, okay, I'm just going to say it. Let's just all like get together and tell each other the worst racist jokes we can think of until we're all laughing. And then once we're all laughing, be like, oh, no, I'm just kidding, man. It's fine.
You know? Yeah. And another thing, the next time you hear somebody say something that offends you, try this thought process. Just call the person an asshole in your head. Realize that if they said something blatantly racist or something like, or, you know, towards you, just realize they're an asshole and move on with your fucking life.
Okay, open the book.
Open the book, Margo.
Open the book.
I wasn't ready for this song.
Here we go. I think this is, we got it. We just nailed it. We got it. We're putting this in the book.
I'm ready.
If somebody says something offensive to you directly about you or someone you care about, you may say and do something. If somebody says something offensive directly to, not you, but somebody in your presence who you care about, or somebody at a party whom you care about and you hear about it later, you may say and do something. if you hear somebody say something that offends you to no one in particular that is in any way tied to you, and there is
lots to write down.
You cannot say anything. You have to fucking there we go. You have to say mentally, that guy's an asshole, and walk away. You should have no recourse to do anything about being offended when it did not happen to you or to somebody you care about.
Yeah. What do you mean by do anything? Because I don't like if somebody says words to you, you don't get to put hands on them.
No. That's my point. Yeah. Like, say something. Like, you go, because
you can say something.
You can say, like, you cannot call somebody an asshole verbally unless it happened to you or in front of you to somebody you care about.
Yeah.
If it didn't happen, if you just overheard it, they're not even talking to you, mind your business.
Right.
Mind your
don't fall for laying hands on somebody because of the words coming out of their mouth, because then you're striking first, you're initiating a fight, you're the one's gonna get
make
trouble.
A mental note. That guy's an asshole.
Yes.
And then move on.
Now, if they're saying something at you and pointing and they poke you in the fucking chest once while being aggressive, then you fucking swing. That's my bar. That's where my bar is.
That's not even my bar. My bar is as soon as they make a posture that allows them to strike at me before I can strike at them. If they actually take a fighting stance, I'm going to knock their dick in the dirt. That's
sort of forward movement of an offensive strike. And then I'm taking action. Yeah. I will defend myself.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
You touch me with that finger again, you get to pull back a bloody stump.
No, I don't know. Once you touch me with the finger, that's when you get the bloody stump.
No, I'm just saying
if you don't get the warning.
If you want to give somebody the warning.
You want to walk some people get a warning. Chest up against me, I'm fucking swinging. That's how it is. You touch me, I'm fucking swinging.
I give people a warning. I tell them, you know, you're walking over here, but you're limping back. You walk over here, you're going to limp back.
Well, I think,
all right, Mark, you got all that written down there, buddy?
So,
that was a lot, dude.
Okay, that was a lot. Close the book.
In front of you or to somebody else in front of you, you may say something, not shut the fuck up and move on with your life.
That's the rule. And I want to apologize to everybody. I know it's our St. Paddy's Day special, and by all rights and intents and purposes, we should have, I almost said written instead of read. We should have
redded.
I've had three whiskeys. Shut the fuck up. We should have read at least one drunk story tonight, but we are out of time.
So
next episode we'll read two. How's that?
I knew there was no drunk stories tonight because I had to go off on this.
Yeah.
I will say thank you for that random. I don't know where you found that the post of the bassist. The little dance got me.
Oh,
now,
my God.
Now he works,
right? Well, some of
he's the Mexican Les Claypool, bro.
Oh, not only is it
what about the monkey and the dog? The monkey and the dog is my life right now.
Stop. Yeah. The monkey and the dog is just fucking out
we'll of have control. To look. I'm going to have to repost that on the Instagram. So once you hear this, it'll be up by then.
Yeah.
Look on our, I'll put it up on the story so it's not on the news feed forever. But the monkey and the dog, and judging by the dog's reaction, I'm going to say it's a somewhat regular occurrence.
Okay. Because
the dog didn't seem too pissed off or surprised at the fact that it got an oil check by a monkey.
Or maybe the dog realized that that way of living is not a bad way of living.
That's not bad, you know? Hey.
All right. So what we have now is
Mexican
Les Claypool.
Should we repost that one too?
Yes, absolutely. And if you don't know who Les Claypool is, he was the bassist in a band called Primus, and he would play a 6-string fretless bass. Anyway, it was crazy. So we're gonna post those videos, and also I saved this one because in doing all the research for tonight's episode, I did come across a racial slur that I am ashamed that it's more of an ethnic or a country-ific slur. It's based on nationality.
I'm going to see if it's on my list. I'm going to send you guys this list too. You got to read this.
My grandfather was in World War II and he didn't tell me this one, and I'm very upset.
Oh.
Cheese-eating surrender monkey.
Oh.
The French?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
That's like...
Surrender monkey.
There's this great joke that said, yeah, I saw on eBay. It was a World War II era French rifle for sale. Said never fired, only dropped once.
Like, you know why the French planted all those trees along the roads in all of France, right?
No.
So the Germans wouldn't have to march in the sun.
No.
So considerate.
Wow. You know how you tell all the French champagne from all the American champagne?
He's not stopping.
Of course not. How the French champagne has a yellow stripe up the back of the bottle and sits behind the American champagne on the shelf.
Send all your emails to Thomas. Locker room mailbag @gmail.com.
You're welcome.
You can also reach
I don't just bring the Italian jokes or the Scottish jokes tonight, folks. I brought you your French jokes.
Hey, it's trifle,
If it's one thing I've known about you guys and us as a group, we are equal opportunity assholes.
Yes, we're equal opportunity offenders.
Oh, I wish we still had that page.
We got to relaunch it and see how long it runs. Yeah.
I don't know.
We got to make a dummy email account to start it up so it's not linked to any of our personal.
You know what we should just do is when we if this podcast gets any bigger, we'll just launch it into a more regular thing. We'll separate it from War Stories and we'll just call it Equal Opportunity Offenders Podcast.
Well, maybe we'll keep Locker Room Podcast, but we'll do like a segment once a month. We'll do a this is not for like
this is not
you little fucking sissy Marys. You might want to go pull your yellow stress card out. Go in your fucking stress and whatever the fucking.
Oh, we're gonna open
corner
up
corner and
we're gonna open up the recipe box of dank memes and just
yes. Oh my god, yeah. Y'all don't even fucking know. We are some sick individuals. This is so tame. You don't even know. We got kicked off of 3 social media platforms for fucking memes.
Yeah,
memes.
They were so good though.
Yeah, they were just memes.
Did we discuss the meme, the Oprah, Harry, Meghan meme?
Did you see the video someone made where they photoshopped out the white splotches on her dress and it said moments before the, I'll send it to you. It said moments before the interview and it showed, you hear these birds, it's Meghan Markle in just an all black top and you hear these like seagulls squawking and then it's like bird shit that drops on her. Oh, no. And then you see Oprah like with this concerned thing and then it cuts to her right before she starts to cry. She's like,
no, you'll have to put that one up too.
Oh my God. It's so good. I don't know who made it, but whoever made it's a fucking genius.
Well,
all right, now we are well
next
over
episode.
Time.
I guess on that note, Meghan Markle getting bird shit on her. We'll see you in the locker room.
See you in the locker room. God, she's going to fucking run for president. Did you hear that bullshit?